on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Welcome to another week of fine radio programming. Good morning, Kelly K.
It's really nice you give us a compliment that early. Radio programming, right?
I feel like you have to add positivity to your life, and you put it out in the world, and it'll happen.
You know what? Let's toot our own horn. No one else is going to.
You just put it into space, and it'll happen. 62 outside. Good morning. You have a good weekend?
It was busy, yeah.
All right, good, good.
That's we saw good. Unicorns, so that was a highlight.
Yeah, over at the food truck and craft beer fest.
Yep, my son wrapped up soccer.
All right.
Little tournament. He saw his first Reds game, living his best life.
Saw some pictures of that.
It's good stuff. He's very excited.
Good deal.
Now he wants to play baseball.
All right. Absolutely. How could you not?
You get inspired.
I know. Going to a Major League Baseball game. Heck, even going to the Louisville Bats games are always fun. To do so.
Absolutely. I think they lost, but it didn't matter.
Doesn't matter. It's experience.
He was living his best life.
Yeah. I know when I haven't done this in a while, but going to like Louisville Bats games, especially when my daughters were younger, I'd go and, you know, we'd maybe watch about a half an inning, maybe an entire inning of the actual game. And then it's to the carousel.
Yeah, oh, sure.
And to the play area.
Yeah.
And then to find some hot dogs or to find the snacks. Because, you know, if any activity I would want to, like, take my daughters to, I'd have to figure out how to work snacks in.
Sure.
If there were good snacks available, they were all in.
Okay.
So, yeah.
It's all about the snacks.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
For sure. So, this week, it's going to get pretty hot by the end of the week, but right now, Monday and Tuesday, highs only in the mid to upper 70s, so not too bad.
It was very hot for the food truck festival.
Yeah, for sure.
But great, because our little area was under the shade, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic planning.
Yes, thank you so much for everybody who came out to that.
We've met a lot of really nice people that had been listening for a very, very, very long time, mm-hmm. So we appreciate you guys.
Yeah, it was good stuff. So today, Can't Beat Kelly, another opportunity for you to get in on that trip to London with BTS in London right around 7.
Didn't we get some hate email about that?
I'll have to read it.
You'll have to edit it.
Well, I'll have to read it.
There's some hate mail over that contest. The subject was blasphemy.
Yeah, but we are disrespecting the United Kingdom.
The Queen.
Well,
the Queen, and therefore
we are
the United Kingdom.
A disgrace for the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
So, all right. Anyways, so that's
and Ben blames me. However, really not my fault on this.
I'm going to figure out how to blame you.
Sure.
I didn't blame you.
Right.
I said I'm going to figure out how you're to blame because.
And I say
you like to speak British for sure.
Yes, but I'd like to say it's not my fault because I wasn't used for the promo.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't. That is true.
An imposter was.
All right. So that naked dog sitter. There is setting the bar on the way. There is cow kissing in Austria. So,
giggity.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff to get on.
Like cows kissing each other or people kissing cows?
I'm going to not tell you yet.
All right.
I'm not going to tell you just yet.
So invested to find out.
But yeah, that's happening in Austria. And it's making
Austria
the show.
Sounds fun.
Right. Right. So yeah, State of the Bar coming up here in just a few minutes. Small examples of what not to do.
Yeah, I did stay up a little bit late last night because I was trying to.
You watched Game of Thrones. The finale of Game of Thrones. You were jumping right in. You're like, I haven't watched any of it. I'm going to jump in on the finale of Game of Thrones.
No, sir. I don't have HBO.
I've tried to stay away from all spoilers, which I think I've already seen some. Because everything, if you look on Twitter, everything's trending is Game
I saw of one comment from someone, and she said, I'm just glad the two animals survived.
All right.
That was it.
Okay.
I was like, all right, that sounds fine.
Okay.
I was talking about American Idol. I was trying to just find out who was going to be the winner. And I've read it, and I'm upset.
So you were the one who was watching?
I was the one. Listen. Again.
All right.
At the beginning, and you're at the end
sure.
with that show.
Sure. All right, so a lot to get to here on the show here. Good morning. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 62 outside. Setting the bar. This is where every day at this time, we give you kind of a story that sets the bar, sets the tone for your day, a little goal that you can try to accomplish without doing too much. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a police car at the jail you're being released from, you're doing okay.
Well, you didn't get very far now, did you?
You didn't get very far.
Into your life of non-crime.
He's, you know, Victor's like, well, thanks, Texas.
That looks like a good ride.
Nice knowing you. Well, my ride's not here. Well, that police car's on available. And running and the keys are in it. Well, I guess
they must want me to take it.
YOLO.
Is this the little escort you home program that the jail has?
Right.
Great.
Victor, newly released Texas inmate, wasted no time, stole a police car that was left unattended and running at the police station. Now, police are using this as a moment to say, this unfortunate situation is a good reminder to never leave your car running and unlocked while unattended.
You're like, really?
We're going to go ahead and turn the fingers back on us and say, yeah, you know, we probably should have heeded our own advice.
Let's go ahead and place blame where blame is due. And sure. That's right squarely on you, sir.
Sure.
Officer.
Yeah, Victor couldn't handle the horsepower on the car. Uh-oh. Ended up totaling it.
Oh,
so,
wow. Well, that's aggressive.
Yeah, so he got arrested again after being taken to the hospital.
He's pretty familiar with where he's headed, right? Just, hey, you guys still have my room?
Right. Victor, you're back!
Yeah! Okay.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day.
That's pretty spectacular.
Without stealing a police car at the jail you're literally being released from.
And bold. You know what? I'm going to teach you guys to set me free.
That's right.
I'm coming right back.
I'm coming right back.
I knew
back.
You'd miss me. Old Vic is back.
That is Setting the Bar, guys, on 99.7 DJX.
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah. We still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply.
Attention, special Memorial Day announcement ahead. Dell's official Memorial Day event is back, and it's better than ever. You're getting up to $300 off select Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, enjoy awesome deals on the latest electronics and accessories like Bose headphones. And remember, free shipping on absolutely everything. Get some of the best deals of the year now, courtesy of Dell. Call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL. Or go to dell.com/Memorial Day.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com or his smart speaker, just ask Alexa, play 99.7 DJX, and you can get our podcast, you can get live radio, all that right there. All right, feel good. Do this every single hour here, powered by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, everything cheaper outside the city, visit RaysFord.com. This was a nice surprise, Morehouse College seniors, were there at graduation. Robert F. Smith, he was doing kind of his commencement speech to the students there.
On behalf of the 8 generations of my family who have been in this country, we're going to put a little fuel in your bus.
Okay.
Now, I've got the alumni over there, and this is a challenge to you, alumni. This is my class, 2019, and my family is making a grant to eliminate their student loans.
Okay. By the way, Is that what I think he just said? He's eliminating their student loans?
The whole class?
Yes. Oh, did I happen to mention that Robert F. Smith is a billionaire?
What?
Yeah, and that's the 396 students in that graduating class got their student debt paid off.
Wow.
Up to $40 million.
Oh, holy cow.
It took a beat for the class to realize what was happening. And then they're like,
just Oprah'd them, and they're like, what?
I know, he did Oprah
them. Yeah, he Oprah'd them, and they just like, took him a sec.
I know, well, I mean.
What?
They're like, wait, hang on.
Can you rewind that?
I know, wait a minute, hang on a second. So, yeah, Robert F. Smith, billionaire, was the commencement speech speaker there, and
best one ever.
Said, hey, guess what? Graduating class of 2019 here at Morehouse College, you don't have to worry about your student debt.
You know what? That's fantastic. However, it is bad news for anyone that's going to be the commencement speaker at that college
next year.
From now on. How do you follow that?
It's like, you know what? Hey, we're happy Matthew McConaughey's here, right.
But remember what the guy last year did?
Matthew McConaughey's like, all right.
Just keep living.
All right. Anyway, that should feel good.
Wow.
Brought to you by Ray's Ford on 99.7 DJX. It's Khalid Better. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Pretty cool. This Friday, we are going to have a little DJ experience for you over at the Aloft here downtown.
I see what they did there.
Yeah. Noted. They're a pop group, and they're going to be live at the Aloft Hotel. You can get in to win your invitation. It's kind of a invite-only type of party.
Yeah, you got to be on our little list. You got to be our super pal, our super friend.
Yep, WDJX.com. Just click win, and you can get in on that little DJ experience this Thursday. Oh, did I say Friday? I mean, it's this Thursday, May 23rd, with Noted. So, pretty cool there. And, you can hang out, see a group, have some fun. Although, you know, when you otherwise wouldn't have.
There you go.
That's the thing that we do.
Absolutely. We give you experiences.
Ariana Grande now. 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. On Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show. Did you happen to see this video going around over the weekend of Arnold Schwarzenegger getting dropkicked at this event in South Africa?
And he didn't even flinch.
No, and actually, he was like... It's okay.
Right.
He
didn't even know what happened until he saw the video himself.
Right. He just know that he just thought he got like knocked over.
Right.
By something. He didn't realize it was like someone
intentional
going for him. Yeah. And you see this guy literally just like jump and like try to kick him over, and then you know Arnold Schwarzenegger's detail just kind of like. Gets him.
Did he not know that's the Terminator?
Right. I was going to say, that's the Terminator.
That's the Terminator.
You're not... I'm the Terminator.
Sure. He's also a kindergarten cop. But
he's a kid. And,
maybe he was thinking he was going after the kindergarten cop guy.
He's been pregnant.
Yes, exactly. Wow.
So, I mean, this is a guy...
So many lives.
Yeah, you don't mess with this guy. So the guy was... who kind of attacked him was screaming, help me, I need a Lamborghini. Which
help me? I need a Lamborghini.
Did you not hear that?
I didn't understand.
Come here.
Help me! I need a Lamborghini.
Okay, I hear that part. There it is. Okay,
I need a Lamborghini.
I missed that the first time.
If you're asking for requests, I guess you know you're going to go for an Italian sports car, and you're like, all right,
sure. Well. Yeah. If you do have Arnold Schwarzenegger as your audience.
Yeah.
What else are you going to ask for? Go big or go home.
Yeah, go big.
If you just kicked him and you're going to ask him for something?
Like, why not? Help me, I need a Jeep Cherokee.
Yeah. Help me, I need a Lexus. RX 350 specifically.
with leather seating.
With the saddle leather, please.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's not going to press any charges.
That's great.
He's not.
Wow, that guy's lucky.
Yeah, he is.
He's real lucky.
He is.
His bad life choices.
It was the Arnold Classic, which has been going on for decades.
Right.
You know, but yeah, it was there in South Africa. But Arnold is in good spirits. And like I said, not going to press charges.
Yeah, it's like he didn't even like flinch. Didn't like even move
right.
a muscle. It's like, yeah, it's... He's Arnold.
I know. I mean, he was kind of looking at somebody's phone
right
at the time when the guy jump kicked him. But
you know what? He may be of an advanced age now.
Yes.
But he's still the Terminator.
I am still the Terminator.
Yes. He is like pint-sized kind of. He's really short.
Yeah.
But he's still like, he's solid.
Yeah.
He's solid.
So there you go. We will retweet that video if you want to see it. At Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, Arnold just doing fine. He's 71. He's not going to press charges. He's in good spirits.
You know what? That is like a little bonus setting the bar, is it not?
Sure. Don't drop kick Terminator.
Make it through the day without trying to drop kick the Terminator and asking for a Lamborghini.
Right. Asking for a Lamborghini. You're doing okay. She used to meet me on the east side in the city with a sun. 99.7 DJX. By the way, Halsey's new video for her song Nightmare is up on the website at WDJX.com. Mm-hmm. Just released this past Friday, which you probably heard over the weekend there. 99.7 DJX. Coming up here in just about a half an hour, an opportunity for you to get in on that trip to London to see BTS June 1st.
London. Fest?
That's right. Not London, Kentucky. Actually, London, England. So that's exciting. That's coming up right around 7 o'clock here on 99.7 DJX. Before 7, though, we got to get to the Naked Dog Sitter. We also dive into the Facebook comments with Facebook Fight Theater on Mother's Day last week. So that's coming up here next after Taylor Swift on 99.7 DJX. Sometimes the drama happens on Facebook. I mean, we highlight Facebook from time to time here on the show. You know, you see a post, maybe you see a Happy Mother's Day post, and then...
Yeah, what kind of drama is going to be surrounding a Happy Mother's Day post, for crying out loud, right?
For crying out loud, yeah!
I mean, Randy just wants to wish Happy Mother's Day to all the moms in his life.
Right.
And Travis and Tim and Christina are going to chime in with the congratulations.
So with that...
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with...
Facebook Fight!
Theater. On 99.7 DJX.
Happy Mother's Day to my mama, all my previous baby mamas, and my current baby mama, and all the other mamas too. Wow. Okay, so that's where it starts?
Okay, Randy.
All right.
Expensive day for you, brah.
Yeah, but I had a good time making him.
Two words, brah. Use protection.
Are you guys both being guys?
Yeah, we're okay. Putting our best right. voice right.
Yeah, could never get that right.
Okay.
Your Father's Day has to be insane, brah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, like some weird ex-wife convention.
Nah. Those women love Father's Day. That's when they get to drop all of them kids off of my place. Glad my mom's there to help out. Wow. Now, if I could just get one of those little breeders to make me a sandwich, LOL.
Did he just call his baby mama's breeders?
He did.
Oh.
At his mom's house.
Uh-oh. This little breeder will absolutely make you a sandwich. What would you like, darling? As not only your most recent ex-wife, but your fourth baby mama, I figure it's the least I can do, since you always do your least for us.
Uh-oh.
All I ask is that you make sure you eat the whole thing, right down to the last crumb.
Uh-oh. Busted. Hello? Poison control?
Yeah, you might want to check all the ingredients in that sandwich.
Don't eat the sandwich.
That's suspect.
Oh, for sure.
Not really sure what's on that bologna.
Hey, happy Mother's Day. That's all we're saying.
All the baby mamas out there.
That was
Facebook Fight Theater.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, an opportunity for you to get in on that trip to London to see BTS. Before that, though, we got to get to the Naked Dog Walker.
See, when you say naked... And then dog walker, separately they mean different things. Together, I feel like they make magic.
Separately, they mean different things. Together, magic. Wow, that's... I mean... I'm not ready for that sort of math this morning, Kelly.
I don't even know the story yet.
I'm not ready for that naked math.
I'm guessing.
I'm not ready for that just yet. My brain...
I'm speculating at this point.
All right.
I'm speculating magic.
Don't have long to wait on that. About 15 minutes.
Great.
Hang on. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Quick sports. Preakness over the weekend. The horse, Louisville trained horse, War of Will, who was kind of the unsung center of the whole controversy around the Derby, ended up winning the Preakness. But no one's talking about War of Will.
No.
Again, second week in a row.
We've checked out.
I'm sorry, second race in a row that the winning horse for the Derby, the winning horse for the Preakness, isn't the story.
Sure.
It's not the story.
Not the story. So, the story was the horse that finished without a rider, right?
I mean, yes. Living his best life.
Yeah.
So, right at the start, John Velasquez, riding on Bodie Express, fell off, got tossed. And the story was Bodie Express just was running with his buddies.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey, I'm here, too.
Yeah, what are you guys going on?
What's going on? And so sitting there watching it going, I swear, if the riderless horse wins
yes, that would be the story.
That's going to be amazing.
And then you know what? He'd be like puffing out his chest like, look, listen, I'm the star in this. It's not the guy riding me.
That's right.
I'm the one doing all the work.
John Velasquez actually said he's all right.
I'm good. Seriously, just disappointed. You know, when you come in here into a big race like this and then things happens like this and with the horses, so it's disappointing.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're okay? Do you need to go see a doctor?
No, absolutely not. I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, no.
Well, that's good.
So thankfully, you know, John was fine. Obviously, the horse was fine, but the horse ended up running twice around the course,
right?
No, he finished in front of several horses, okay. Which I saw several people tweeting. They're like, listen, if a jockeyless horse beats you in a race, you need to just hang it up.
I don't know anything. I'm not an expert about horse racing, but that doesn't look good.
Right. So there you go. So now the real story at the Belmont is going to be, so you've got maximum security back. You've got the real winner of the
Country House.
Yeah,
they're both going to be running in it.
And then you've got War of Will, who was kind of, that was the horse that was obstructed by maximum security during the so that's going to be,
we're just kind of sitting over here sipping its tea.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyways, the second race in a row in the Triple Crown, the winner of the race, not the main headline.
It's an unconventional season, is it not?
Yeah. I was going to say,
unconventional season.
It really is. But Bodie Express, he is the true American hero this entire thing.
Absolutely.
Like, I just want a carrot and some oats and maybe an apple.
Hey, guys.
Hey, I saw peppermints at the end.
Where are you going? Are there snacks at the end?
I would just like a snack at the end. And I am going to run and run and run and run.
I was just running for no particular reason.
Oh, so
good.
He was
Forrest Gumping it, wasn't he?
A little bit. I was running
for no particular reason. It's great. Love it.
Oh, yeah, just living his life.
Yeah, you know.
But, hey, happy that
it all worked out
that
well.
Everything worked out.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Because those things, again, can be disastrous.
Yep.
I'm glad it was not.
All right.
And so we can be happy about it all.
That is your sports from the Sports Authority. Sports on the 45s here.
No, it's really not that regular.
WDJ.
It's not regular at all.
No, not
just
at
whenever
all.
We feel the need.
Sure. To drop our sports on you. On 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up here next, it's the Naked Dog Walker.
It got hot, and as I said, I don't like wearing clothes.
Oh, same.
I like her already. She sounds fun.
I don't like wearing clothes.
How much does she charge?
What more do you need?
Does she offer a discount?
Right. All right. We'll get to that. Coming up, Sam Smith now, 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We're streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com, or you can always get us on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa, play 99.7 DJX. You can get our podcast, you can get live radio, you can get all that right there. All right. Time now for the Naked Dog Walker. San Francisco. When Rosie went out of town, she hired a service, right? To come by her house, walk her dogs.
As people often do.
Got a little bit something extra.
It got hot, and as I said, I don't like wearing clothes.
Okay,
so when she's out of town at her sister's wedding, Rosie, they have a dog camera in the house.
Uh-huh. A dog camera?
Caught something.
Okay.
On the preview of the alert, it showed a man in our house, someone that I wasn't expecting, so I opened it up, and that's when I saw that she was there with a man in our house, and they were going straight for our bedroom.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
What just happened?
Oh, gosh.
I don't think that's part of the service.
So the reporter catches up with Casey, the dog walker.
That's awkward.
She believes that you were having sex in both of the bedrooms.
Okay, how can you?
He didn't
hold any punches,
did he?
Nope.
He did not.
It's okay that she believes that that's not what was going on.
Okay.
Oh, really?
And what?
About the camera footage?
What about the camera footage of you being naked?
Yeah.
It got hot, and as I said, I don't like wearing clothes.
Yeah. I don't like wearing clothes, nope. So who better than to go and do that at the house that your dog's sitting?
That's right, and he was just helping me with that.
Just helping me with that. I should say that Casey and her boyfriend sat on the couch, did some stuff. The camera caught that.
To see that video where she's just butt naked, you know, sitting on it and laying on it.
Oh, gosh. That's Rosie.
Burn it. Go to the couch sale on Memorial Day weekend or something. I don't know.
So what's Rosie, what would you do if you caught that?
Burn it.
Yeah.
That was really hard because I don't lay down right there, you know?
Yeah,
that was
my
favorite spot.
That was my favorite spot.
But you don't use that couch anymore. No, you go buy a new one.
Right in the middle, but I don't really touch it.
She can't sit on her favorite spot any longer.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Did you hear like the emotion, the compassion in
the reporter.
She can't even sit in her favorite spot anymore.
Casey, do you realize what you've robbed this woman
of? Robbed this woman of the experience of sitting on her favorite
couch. Her favorite spot. That's the spot where she sits.
Yeah.
Because she has the image of you being naked on that same spot.
Oh my gosh.
This guy's the best investigative reporter of 2019.
So wait, what's her answer to that?
Okay.
Do you understand that?
I do, and I feel terrible about it.
Oh,
okay. All right. So it's a little hashtag regrets.
I feel
there's some regrets.
I feel bad I got naked and sat on your couch and did other stuff.
Was that something I did with intent or with malice?
Yeah, I was just in the moment.
Yeah, it looked like it was with love.
I was living the moment.
Not malice.
Literally, he asked her, you do know there was a camera there, right?
Yeah, you get that, right?
And she says, yes, I know.
Cause dang, I look good.
Yeah. Felt cute. Might delete later.
You can't delete it though. It's a little too late.
There you go.
No one can delete that from their brain after they see the footage.
That is the San Franciscan naked dog walker.
Do you think she's gonna get a lot more clients after this as a dog walker for her service?
Let's hope.
Okay.
Let's hope.
That's great.
There you go, San Francisco making the show.
You'll feel it, sassy.
Naked people making the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yet again.
Yeah,
okay. On 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, and it's time for...
Your way to BTS in London. Here's your winning word.
All right, get this in, WDJX.com. Another member of... BTS.
Oh, great. It's nice that we get to know them.
Yes, Jimin. J-I-M-I-N.
J-I-M-I-N. Jimin.
J-I-M-I-N.
Real. All right.
Real BTS fans will know.
Oh, they're going to know.
They'll know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that could get you. My voice just cracked.
A little bit. It was cute.
You just sounded like you're going through puberty.
We finally got there. Yay.
I had a moment. I had a moment. That could get you.
Hey, guys,
to
open
London.
Up the website and put that word in. Sorry.
WDJX.com.
That's not what I sounded like.
No, it didn't. No, not at all.
Okay. WDJX.com. Yeah, get that in and you could be... headed off to London, England. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. Benjamin Williams. He is a freshman at Nelson High School.
15 years old near Bardstown.
15 years old. Mm-hmm. He's got an after school activity that's a little bit
unusual.
Out of the ordinary.
Mm-hmm. Whenever I'm out selling, I get some happy music going. And
what's he talking about? Oh, yeah.
Selling.
Benjamin owns his own ice cream business. He is owner-operator of Ben's Jammin' Ice Cream and Snacks.
Yeah, he's got an ice cream truck.
He's got a full ice cream truck, like a food truck, but it's for ice cream.
Just get people jamming. I took out about a $10,000 loan from the bank.
His dad co-signed.
For sure.
At 15 years old?
Yes.
My dad co-signed it.
After learning about Kentucky dairy farmers struggling.
Yep, that's from DRB.
He knew he wanted to do something to help.
Yeah, so he kind of heard this story about how a lot of the dairy farmers were kind of struggling. So he's like, well, I could do something about that.
Yeah.
How many people and their families were getting shut down and they were going bankrupt and... I just thought it was a terrible thing.
That's why he sells locally made ice cream, Cheney's Dairy Barn, out of Bowling Green.
There you go. So
how cool is that?
He sells locally sourced ice cream out of Ben's Jammin' Ice Cream Truck.
How cool is it? Oh, of course, he's 15. He can't drive it. So mom's driving
mom
right now.
Mom drives it.
Oh, mom drives it.
I know. He's like, next year, I'll get the keys.
Absolutely.
I didn't even think of that.
He goes to community events. Yeah, he goes to 5Ks. Parties. You can find him at farmer's markets every weekend. So it's like, you know, after school, he's going to go to work.
Yep.
To work his ice cream truck. And he's like, you know what? I'm hoping to pay off the truck. I'm going to hopefully maybe pay for college and get another truck. He wants to start a fleet. And expand.
He calls it a herd.
Yes, a herd. His mom calls it a herd.
His mom's calling it a herd. Yes, yeah.
The thing is, like, he got this kind of like, it was kind of a junky little truck. Fixed it up himself.
Yep. Bleach, I mean, clean, all that stuff.
All that stuff.
So you can find him on Instagram, Ben's Jammin' Ice Cream. But yeah.
How cool props to you. That's going in my parenting binder.
Props to you, son.
If he wants to come to Louisville, Kentucky, specifically to our office, we'll all buy some ice cream.
Absolutely.
Please, thank you.
You can set up shop right out here at 4th Street Live.
Park that right there. So there you go. Feel good. Brought to you by Raceford on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. Again, your winning word to get yourself that much closer to a trip to London to see BTS is Jimin, J-I-M-I-N. And I think I'm
hopefully
saying
we're
that
saying
okay.
It right. I think I'm saying that okay. BTS fans, they'll know what we mean.
And now we dig into the mailbag.
Uh-oh.
Sent to us from a listener.
Speaking of the BTS contest.
Yeah, in London. This listener titles the email Blasphemy. Ah, yes.
You know it's going to be good when it starts like that.
All caps, the Queen of England. That is the first line.
Oh, I think you should yell it, because I think that was...
Queen of England!
Did we get mail from her?
No.
No, this is from a listener.
Oh, darn.
A listener goes on and says, what exactly possessed your radio to replicate the Queen of England? You disgrace to the United Kingdom.
Did you leave out a word?
I did.
Okay. You blanking disgrace is pretty much.
What a horrendous advertisement for the trip to London, and you ought to be ashamed of yourselves. All right.
Now, Ben sends this to me over the weekend and says, I'm going to find a way to blame you for this. This is probably your fault in some way, shape, or form.
I'll figure out a way to blame you.
And I say nay, nay, sir, because the advertisement to which he is referring to is the promo talking about this contest.
Sure.
That is not me.
That isn't.
Impersonating the queen herself.
Much, much to many people's maybe surprise.
Nor have I ever impersonated the queen. I just am a random English resident. When I butcher.
When you butcher the Hockney.
The accent.
Right, British
yes,
accent.
I'm just a regular English person.
I never claimed to
be the Queen of England.
The line, we're a disgrace to the United Kingdom.
I feel like that.
Does he know where we live?
Yeah, I think he's confused. Because I feel like if you're going to call us a disgrace to the United Kingdom, that would mean we'd have to live in the United Kingdom. Which we don't.
And I feel like there was a war a long time ago that kind of separated
us. Made it so that we don't.
I mean, so, I don't know. Anyways.
I butcher the accent, I do it with love.
Sure.
I do it with love. There's no malice intended.
No malice. And still, we're still trying to send you there.
Absolutely.
You still need a passport.
It's like you need to... Like, see the greater good here.
Yeah.
Which is the trip to London.
We invite all feedback, both positive and negative. So thank you.
We welcome all suggestions in the suggestion box.
Sure. Everything.
Yeah. I feel like it was even a dude who impersonated the queen in our advertisement, wasn't it?
It was. Yes.
It was.
Yeah.
I feel like.
And I believe the only line was, I'm the Queen of England.
Yes, which
so
I think it's pretty obvious. It was meant for comedy. That guy did not get it.
He didn't get it.
He didn't get it.
But it's okay. It's okay.
It's all right.
It's going to be okay.
It's all right. We'll still have you over for a spot of tea.
Bob's your uncle. Too soon.
It's too soon. I'm sorry.
He is sending his next email right now.
It's all caps again.
Send.
Hot, dang it.
You probably think that you are better now. Everything.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX over the weekend. Everybody talking about Game of Thrones, the season series finale. We'll get to Facebook comments.
It's over. It's over. People can't deal. There are some that love it, some that hate it.
Yeah, I mean, and it was going to end how it was going to end, and you're not going to please everybody. And so, yeah, we'll dive into the Facebook comments a little bit later on this hour on 99.7 DJX. Also, over the weekend, it happened. It finally happened.
Why are you pointing at me like that?
I'm pointing at you because Avengers Endgame no longer the number one movie over the weekend at the box office.
Whoa. 5 weeks later.
And who brought them down?
John Wick, Chapter 3.
Keanu! You have no idea what's coming.
There you go.
Wow.
No
Keanu's
idea.
Sitting over here going, whoa,
I know.
Dude.
So John Wick, Chapter 3, Parabellum earned $57 million over the weekend, capturing the number one spot over the weekend at the box office. Avengers Endgame is number two.
Yeah, how much more did that take in?
It earned another $29 million.
So is it at a good $1 trillion yet?
Well, it's past Avatar now for the number two spot all-time domestic box office charts.
Sure.
And
still going.
It is still going, for sure.
Which, and if you follow any of the Avengers on like social media, they've been going ape you know what, releasing all this behind the scenes footage now because they lifted the spoiler ban. And so now they're all like,
here you go.
Yes. Right. And so they've been taking all this like cell phone video from when they were shooting, and now they finally can like release it. But they're still saying, hey, still be respectful. If you know there are people that have not seen it yet, don't spoil it for them. Exactly. But now if you can follow, like, you know, Chris Evans is throwing a ton of footage out there. Robert Downey Jr. It's like all the guys, they are just, it's kind of great footage. It's really great footage.
Detective Pikachu, A Dog's Journey.
Oh, my boyfriend.
And The Hustle rounded out the top five.
I've never even heard of the last one.
Okay, so there you go. But yeah, John Wick Chapter 3 bumps off Avengers Endgame. So
that's you, Keanu.
I know, doing its thing.
He's like the sleeper star that's just been out there forever and forever. And you kind of forgot.
Yeah.
And he's still like conquering the world.
Still
Look
conquering.
At you.
Yeah, living
Look
his life.
You.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
And he still has Bill and Ted coming out.
That is true.
Like, that is still happening.
That is still happening.
That's going to happen.
We've got Can't Beat Kelly ready to go.
Oh, I don't know if my body's ready.
I've got five pop culture questions freshly printed out and ready to roll.
Listen, if any of them have to do with Game of Thrones, I'm sunk.
I'm not giving you anything.
If you keep throwing in The Office, I'm done.
I'm not going to give you anything.
He's been...
I'm not even looking at you because
or
I don't want to...
Or the Kardashians. I'm done.
I don't want to give you any sort of hint because that would be an unfair advantage.
Those are my three weaknesses.
Five pop culture questions.
And sports.
Back to back to back to back.
Sports.
Okay.
I got nothing.
So, okay.
Well, don't give him clues as what you need to get
Well,
failed.
I'm just saying. He knows.
Reworks
he knows my
questions right now. your opportunity to $2,000 to Genesis Time is on the way. Give us 10... You up there, I don't know why. Halsey, 99.7 DJX, her new song Nightmare is out. You can see the video if you want, WDJX.com. We got that posted for you. All right, every Monday, right about this time, we kind of allow you to take on our pop culture queen, Kelly K, in a battle of pop culture knowledge. Five questions, you get more right than Kelly, you win $2,000 to Genesis Diamonds.
It's a simple concept, and yet I met people at the Craft Beer and Food Truck Festival over the weekend, and they were trying to recall when I have lost. It's happened.
No,
it's been a while.
It's happened several times, and she's tied several times.
Yes.
So she's not always so victorious.
There are cracks in my armor.
Yeah, for sure. You just have to, you know.
Take
advantage of it at the right moment.
You got to earn it.
Yeah. So 502-571-9970 is our number. We'll play Can't Beat Kelly coming up here in just about 3 minutes after Post Malone on 99.7 JX. No, so got diamonds by the bolo.
Don't act like you my friend when I'm rolling through my hands. It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Is it really useless?
It is a little. I'm ashamed. Let's be honest. I'm ashamed of the knowledge.
All right, let's meet who you are taking on here this morning in Can't Beat Kelly. Everybody say hey to Lindsay calling us from J-Town.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hi.
Okay, so Lindsay, your record when you play
Along in the Car
by yourself isn't as staggeringly stellar as you'd love it to be, but hopefully today will be different, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Listen, and it's like a neighborhood battle. I mean, we're both J-Town residents.
I get it.
And typically, you know, I'm all about supporting, you know, the neighborhood fam.
How are you about supporting the neighborhood fam? Just, by letting them win?
I love J-Town, yeah, but J-Town. I'm going to try and beat Kelly.
Okay, yeah, no. Yeah, take Kelly down, Lindsay.
It's fine. We'll still hang out at the barbecues and the picnics.
All right, so 5 pop culture questions coming your way. Let's say goodbye to Kelly K.
Okay, goodbye, bye. Kelly K.
Goodbye, Kelly.
All right, bye, Kelly.
All right, she's shutting the door. All right, your 5 questions coming at you right now. Question number 1. According to Variety, this actor is set to play the next Batman in Matt Reeves' upcoming movie hitting theaters in 2021.
Robert Pattinson?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire has been canceled after a 20-year run, the last 17 of which were in syndication. Debuted in 1999 on ABC with this person as the host.
Regis Philbin?
This celebrity recently got into full astronaut mode during a NASA Space Center visit by wearing a full astronaut suit during the tour.
I don't know, Shia LaBeouf.
This popular R&B singer shocked many fans last Thursday when he revealed on Instagram he's the father of a baby boy.
I was going to say Drake, but I don't know.
All right. And question number 5. This Oscar-winning actor finally took home his certificate of graduation from Longview High School in Texas on Friday, as he also served as the commencement speaker. Who was it?
Matthew McConaughey.
Let's bring Kelly in. Kelly! She comes in, strutting her stuff.
How'd she do?
Lindsay got 3 right.
All right.
Hey, that's like passing.
One better than last time.
All right, Lindsay. Sit back. Don't give any hints to Kelly. As we roll into Kelly's questions, here we go. Question number 1 for Kelly.
Yeah.
According to Variety, this actor is set to play the next Batman in Matt Reeves' upcoming movie hitting theaters in 2021.
Robert Pattinson.
Is correct. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Been canceled after a 20-year run, the last 17 of which were in syndication. It debuted in 1999 on ABC with this person as the host.
Oh, I know who hosts it now, but... Was that Regis Philbin?
He is correct.
It's Chris Harrison now.
I was thinking, Lindsay. I was about to buzz her on time, but she slipped it in there at the last second.
Chinny chin chin.
All right, question number 3. This celebrity recently got into full astronaut mode during a NASA Space Center visit by wearing a full astronaut suit during the tour.
That was Ariana Grande,
Ariana
right?
Grande is correct, yes. Yeah, and she actually sung her song, NASA.
That makes sense.
Yeah. This popular R&B singer shocked many fans last Thursday when he revealed on Instagram he's the father of a baby boy.
I don't know.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Trey Songz is what we're listening or what we are looking for. Right. And the internet
totally
was,
missed that.
Yeah, the internet was not happy.
Okay.
Trey Songz.
I was just thinking about Drake's abs.
No, we were talking about that. And Lindsay said Drake too, but no, yeah. Trey Songz, it was funny because there were actually some people that were commenting on his Instagram post going, I don't remember being pregnant, so this cannot be. This can't be your baby. All right. Last question.
Yeah.
This Oscar-winning actor finally took home his certificate of graduation from Longview High School in Texas. He also served as the commencement speaker.
I know this because I was going to be set up with him a long time ago.
Oh, I know you'd know it.
All right. Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey is correct.
I'm sorry, Matthew McConaughey.
4 out of 5. Lindsay, sorry.
Lindsay.
In the battle of the J-Town, it was not your day.
Lindsay, I'll see you at the picnics, though. We're going to hang.
Okay.
I feel like we're going to be besties. I wanted her to win.
No,
shut
you
up,
didn't.
Kelly.
I did. I wanted her to
Lindsay,
win.
Lindsay, do you
she
believe that?
Nice.
I did. No.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Don't ever believe anything that comes out of her mouth.
Lindsay, she sounds sweet.
I'm sure she is. Her hair's shiny and bouncy.
I'm sorry my knowledge gets in the way.
Lindsay, one more thing from you.
My name is Lindsay, and I can't beat Kelly.
All right.
Oh, Lindsay, but it was a really good effort, though.
It was.
It was a valiant effort.
All right. Thank you so much, Lindsay.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Oh, I did. I wanted her to win.
You lie.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I got to work on my sincerity, don't I?
You really do.
I'm going to try it. I wanted her to win. How was that? That was better, right?
No,
that was better, right?
No.
Dang it.
Coming up, last night was the season and series finale of Game of Thrones.
And people can't even.
And there were many opinions. So what we decided to do was I figured I'd just roll on over to the Game of Thrones Facebook page.
Select a couple.
Just see, the highlights. See what some of the people are saying
Let's
about it.
Let's get a gauge of the public opinion.
And listen, let me just say, someone needs to check on Tatiana. Someone needs to check
on
her.
Welfare check
all
needed?
Right. All right, yeah. Okay. So Game of Thrones Facebook comments on the finale on the way. Hang on. Old Town Road, 9970JX with Billy Ray Cyrus. They released finally their video for it. You can see it up at WDJX.com. Just a couple boys living their best life right there.
Although I have to be honest, I kind of prefer Kim and Kanye's daughter doing her
doing
little version of it.
Little version of it.
It's stinking cute.
That
She's dressed
cute
up
too.
As Jessie from Toy Story.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
That is pretty cute.
Precious.
Coming up here next, you know, it was the finale. Not only of the season, but of the series of Game of Thrones. And so, you know, I know a lot of people had opinions. I mean, and I got to be honest, there were a lot of people on Facebook that were like, that was amazing. Mm-hmm. That was amazing. Took us on an amazing journey. Thank you so much. And then there was others that didn't. So we'll explore some of those. And then again, you know, we need to kind of check on, do a wellness check on Tatiana. Just make sure that she's okay.
And again, remind them that there is that therapy option.
There is a
therapy
option.
There were some people, some therapists offering like online therapy to help you deal.
And then there was also this YouTuber out of England who actually took clips from Game of Thrones and spliced it in so that it sounded like they're singing Ice Ice Baby.
All right, stop.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
How did you think of that? Just think of that.
So
wow, that took some time.
I was going to say, think
did
of all
not?
The episodes they had to scroll through to get all those words.
That's genius.
Yeah, so there you
That's
go.
That's a masterpiece.
So coming up next, we dive into the Facebook comments of the finale of Game of Thrones.
Get some snacks, friends. Get some snacks.
After Ariana Grande, 9970JX. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com, or you can always get us on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa, play 997DJX, and you can get live radio. You can get our podcast, Game of Thrones, season and series finale last
It's done.
Night.
We're closing the book on that forever and forever and forever.
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 Yeah. The finale left a lot of people maybe asking questions, hoping for maybe spinoffs.
Some loved it.
Some did.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people commenting on the Facebook post that Game of Thrones posted saying that they enjoyed it. There were others that did not. So, with that...
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with...
Facebook Vice Theater!
Bonus!
On 99.7 DJX.
Your Game of Thrones finale edition. We start with Claire H. We just watched the last episode. Honestly, I found myself shaking my head while watching the ending. All those years of character build up to this.
Oh, Claire is unhappy.
Cloudy. I feel like he's German.
Sure.
I'm extremely disappointed with this ending.
Hang on. Is this your German accent? Why does it sound like the Queen of England?
I'm taking liberties.
Okay.
I can't even express how angry and cheated I feel. I've been watching for years for this type of ending. What the hey? Nobody can be proud of this type of ending for the main characters. What a great injustice for the main characters. Shame on you.
Wow. I pictured you having like a German beer stein in your hand as you're spouting off.
Yeah. Game of Thrones finale Facebook comments from Tommy R. What kind of trash should I just watch?
Right.
Chris,
oh my gosh.
Chris M. Whoever wrote this story, this sorry episode needs to be set on fire.
Oh, wow. Hey, listen, easy.
Babetta K. What, the Sam H? You couldn't come up with a better ending? We waited 2 years for this?
Uh-oh.
You have just lost this Game of Thrones fan forever.
Oh, wait. Oh, no. Wait. is that a bad thing?
Because well, it's like,
you're it's just, done. It's
so it doesn't matter.
You're like, you it's
just
fine.
Lost it forever.
I feel like it's fine.
All right, bye-bye.
They're like, bye.
Ginger C., that was, hands down, the worst season finale ever. 8 years of my life wasted.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's, yeah, when you quantify it like that, that's intense.
Steve and I, canceling my HBO subscription.
Oh,
here we go.
See, there you go. We now just, HBO, you're going to pay for that.
Yeah, we just lost Steve and H.
Yeah.
Amira, bad ending. Well, at least we know... at least this, we know someone's
spoiler?
Going... No.
Okay.
I'm, at okay. least we know someone's going to Hogwarts now. No, right?
Okay.
I don't get it.
I get it.
Akshay D. It's like watching a cooking show for 30 minutes on how to make pizza. And at the end of it, he just orders one from Pizza Hut. Wow.
That comment wins.
Okay.
That wins.
That I get. I understand that analogy.
All right. And finally, Game of Thrones finale Facebook comments. Someone needs a wellness check on Tatiana Uh-oh. H. as she rolls in with, wow, that's who ends up being the king? I called it as a joke before, but it came true. LOL. I'm going to jump off the cliff now. Thank you.
Tatiana!
Don't go, Tatiana!
No, don't end it over this.
Don't end it over this.
No, that is not what we do. Life will go on.
Life will go on.
There are other shows to get invested in.
There are other season finales and series finales that you can be angry at.
You will find something that you enjoy. Try Netflix. Try Amazon Prime. There are other subscription-based services.
You know what?
Go to Hulu.
You can go back in and you can start with season one, episode one, and you can rewatch.
Yeah, maybe with a different perspective.
Yes.
Like, this is not going to end your life if you don't like it.
Tatiana, don't jump off the cliff. It'll be okay. Oh, gosh. Tatiana's face.
Oh, somebody. Send somebody over there. Bring her some ice cream. It's going to be okay.
Get her a crying rug.
Yes.
We'll
Arbor
be fine.
Mist will fix it all.
So there you go.
Arbor Mist.
That was the
Larry Malone.
Game of Thrones Facebook comments
Kelly
on
experience.
The finale.
Yeah, just calm down, everyone. It's going to be fine.
It's going to
we'll
be
get
fine.
Through this together.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Of course, you can always get us on the Alexa stream. Just ask Alexa, play 99.7 DJX. Get live radio, get our podcast, all that right there. Feel good. Brought to you by Rays Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. So when Mayor Fisher announced that the public pools, four public pools are not open due to budget cuts last month, that's when Louisville native, former Fern Creek High School star turned UofL Cardinals star turned Atlanta Falcons star Jamon Brown decided, you know what? I'm going to see if I can help. So with the Jamon Brown Foundation, donated $5,000 to help keep the pools open this summer. And then the Atlanta Falcons actually matched that donation.
Get out.
So a total of $10,000. He said it's a part of their mission to help at-risk youth and hopefully start the ball rolling in getting pools opened this summer.
We need those pools open.
Yeah.
How else are we supposed to survive the summer?
How
do we survive?
How can we survive?
I mean, my goodness, if I'm outside, I'm in a pool.
Right. Right.
Just saying.
Right. So a formal announcement has not yet been made on what this will do to help that cause. But let's hope that that this and along and we've also seen that Papa John's might be stepping up to donate some money to keep the pools open.
That's
as
right,
well.
That's right, because he knows.
So
we need the pools.
Need some pizza by
it's
the pool.
It's a need.
I know. It is a need.
It's a need, not a want. It's a need.
Kelly's very passionate
I'm
about
just
this.
Saying.
Yeah. So there you go. Jamon Brown. Good for you, man. I love like he has done so much. He's been in the building like dozens of times.
Yeah.
Yeah. And has done so much for Louisville and really given back. And so he's one of those stars that makes it big but never forgets where he's from.
Exactly.
So I like that.
He's sticking to his roots.
Ah, roots.
In the pools.
Roots.
Seriously, my kids need something to do all summer.
What are they going to do?
Douglas Hills, don't you think about it.
So there you go. Feel good. Brought to you by Rays Ford there on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K. Show. Well, it was announced after Kim and Kanye announced the birth from a surrogate.
Of their fourth.
Their fourth. They've now announced the name because, you know, they weren't telling us the name of the fourth child.
Let's recap so far. We have North.
Yep.
We have
Chicago.
Yeah. Saint.
Uh-huh. And now
Psalm.
Psalm West. Spelled like?
Like the Psalm.
Psalm. P-S-A-L-M.
It's biblical.
There you go. So there you go. A little beautiful Mother's Day. She posted with the arrival of her fourth child. We're blessed beyond measure. So there you go. Look at that.
Super sweet.
So sweet.
All right. All the cuteness.
All the cuteness. Kim and Kanye and Psalm now. Coming up, are we going to talk Idol? Because last night was not the only finale for, you know, Game of Thrones. There was a finale for, I guess, Idol, too.
It was the one I was invested in.
That was when Kelly was
in. I was watching that one.
Okay.
I was watching for one reason. I am a Alejandro fan. And he is in the finale. Okay. He was in the finale.
So
I will say this. He made it to the top two.
All right. So are we going to drop some spoilers in this?
Well, sure.
I mean, at this point, it's probably all over the place. I mean,
it was public last night.
It was
so
public.
It's not like it is.
I don't know
spoiler,
if there's
spoiler.
Many people out there going, "Oh no, I DVR'd it." Don't tell me, Kelly. I don't think there's many of you out there.
I mean, maybe 10 years ago they're
maybe,
saying that.
Maybe,
but
there's still some things worth mentioning.
Sure. Come on.
Is
wow.
Yeah.
So dramatic.
Lane Hardy.
All right, so Lane.
Yeah, so Lane. So here's the thing about Lane. So if you were unaware of who the heck this kid was, he was on last season.
Okay.
Didn't even crack the top 50.
Sure.
Showed up this season.
Yep.
Just to help accompany a friend who was going to audition.
Oh.
He wasn't even going to audition, but they're all like, "Hey, Lane, we remember you. Get out there and just sing us a little song."
Yeah.
Sent him through. Ended up winning the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, he's come a long way. It was really, really cool. But we should probably play just a little bit of his song. I hear him maybe in the country world.
Okay.
It's probably because he's 19, so it's kind of like credit to his age.
Well, all right.
Okay. So then Alejandro, he was the runner-up.
Sure.
Okay, so the whole reason I was ever watching this show is because of this guy.
Yeah.
This dude blew you away from the auditions. Just like all the judges were like, "What?" Like, yes, he's so amazing. So this is a little bit of Alejandro. His original song.
Okay.
It's pretty amazing. Full orchestra behind him.
Yeah, pretty cool.
He's fantastic.
All right.
And then another standout moment was when Jeremiah Lloyd, he was one of the finalists, sang with Katy Perry, her song Unconditionally.
That is pretty cool.
Oh, it's amazing. They slayed.
All right.
Blended so well together. So what I've done for you, I've packaged it all up in case you just want a little catch up on the whole. I know you probably didn't pay any attention at all
nope.
to this season, but all the highlights.
Thank you.
Including
for doing the homework for us.
Weirdness yeah. when they bring Montel Jordan out to sing This Is How We Do It.
Okay.
All because of a moment that happened during the auditions. Dancers dressed like Katy Perry. There's Fritos involved. There's really bad auditioners that show up. There's a lasso. You can see it. It's all at WDJX.com. All the highlights for you just there. You're welcome.
All right. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. So we got a message on Facebook from a guy we'll just call Bryce. That's his first name.
He happened to be at the Craft Beer and Food Truck Festival.
And this is almost like a missed connection of sorts. He explains something in this Facebook message. We're going to call him next.
He met someone.
But the way they ended things is what I think we need to focus on.
Maybe explanation needs to happen?
So anyways, we're gonna try to call Bryce.
Do you think he's gonna go through with talking about it, or is he gonna be too embarrassed?
No,
to,
I think
to the, say
the
it
way he
out
wrote
loud.
It, it sounded like he's shooting his shot.
Okay.
So I think he's
in it.
What's there? Yeah, right. YOLO. So it's a bounce house missed connections. Let's play Dua Lipa. It's coming up.
We're going to make some stuff happen.
99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Want to thank everybody who came out to the Food Truck and Craft Beer Fest over the weekend. That was fun. A lot of people had fun. There was everything from unicorns to bounce houses, obstacle courses, food trucks, beer, craft beer.
A lot.
All that.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, got a chance to meet a lot of people and everything. Hi, Bryce. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So can you explain a little bit about this message you sent us?
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, you know, after the trauma of this whole situation subsided, I thought of your show. All right. I saw you guys out at the food truck event on Saturday.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was having fun and stuff. You know, me and my friends, we were all there, and we decided that it would be a great idea to get in one of those adult bouncy houses that they had.
Yeah.
And so my friends, you know, we go up there, and I had to wait outside of the bouncy house because there were like too many people in there or whatever. Yeah. And so it was just me waiting. And I was like, oh, great, you know, like I'm going to have to go in by myself, but whatever. Then this girl and her friend, they come up and they get in line behind me, right?
All right.
And they were both pretty attractive. And like we exchanged a little like small talk or whatever, you know, so like bonus, right?
Yeah.
Well, when it was our turn, you know, all three of us go in, and then this is where it gets awkward.
Okay.
So we're all jumping around and, you know, having a good time laughing and everything. And that's when I had a wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, gosh.
So you're not talking about upstairs. You're talking about downstairs, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
I was wearing some gym shorts and boxers, right?
Mistake number one.
Yeah, and we're jumping up and down. And, well, I didn't know I was going to be jumping at a bounce house. But anyway, we're jumping up and down, and my little friend popped up to say hi.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
All right, and so you didn't mean for that to happen, right? That wasn't, like, part of your game?
No.
Okay.
No, it was an accident. And, like, okay. So, like, my pants didn't fall down, right? Like, my shorts didn't really fall down. And they just kind of raised up too much.
Okay.
Okay.
And like, then my, you know, trouser monkey was free. It was just, like, a split second.
Oh, my God. So just a split second, this happens.
It happened real quickly.
Are you sure she saw it? Are you sure she saw it?
I don't know. You know, it happened real quickly, and almost immediately, the person running the bounce house thing said our time was up.
Uh-huh.
And like, I just kind of, like, fixed it real fast. And the girls got out first, and then they just left. So I don't, you know, I didn't know if I should, like, apologize or what or whatnot, you know. But when I got out, they were already pretty far away.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aw, dang.
So what is the purpose right now of you telling us?
Well, I guess I'm just putting it out there to tell them it was unintentional.
Okay. And maybe, were you vibing with her?
Well, that's what I was going to say. You know, now that they've seen the lieutenant, I'm just wondering, you know, maybe if they're interested in going out sometime. You know, I'm shooting my shot.
Bryce, you're shooting your shot.
He's shooting a shot for both of them.
This is Bounce House Missed Connections.
Wow. Bryce, I commend you for owning up to it.
Yeah.
I commend you for even following up.
No, but I get why you want to explain that, too. I do. I get that you need to explain that wasn't intentional and that wasn't, like, what you were trying to go for. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that could be misinterpreted,
right.
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Bryce, I thank you. We will follow up with you
let's hope we find her.
Okay, wait. Listen, if you are one of the two attractive females that were behind the line at the bounce house with Bryce.
Was there one in particular you were really into, or was it just either one?
Then contact us right now.
All right, we'll leave it open.
Oh, gosh.
Well, maybe he wants to go out with both.
All right, Bryce, thank you, man.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, Bryce doesn't sound like he's really going to be picky.
No.
Like, if one of them wants to reach out, he's cool.
So, this has been a bonus version of Bounce House Missed Connection.
We're here for you, dude.
We are here for you.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Oh, my gosh.
Anybody text in that might be her?
No, Jay texts in and just says, hashtag hoppy floppy.
I get it, because beer is hoppy and Craft beer
festival,
food trucking.
Sure.
Okay. I also commend him for his confidence in what's going on downstairs.
Sure, well, you know. But I get why he needed to explain it.
Well,
because, you know,
absolutely.
That might have turned her off if she thought it was on purpose.
Hey, coming up, we're going to go to Austria.
Oh, I've heard it's lovely this time of year.
Okay.
I've heard.
Going to go to Austria.
I can't wait to find out why we're going there.
People are kissing cows.
Okay, I know why.
And
it's wow.
Yeah, and the reason why, and more coming up on 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. When I get to play traditional Austrian folk music on the show. On Hit Music 99.7 DJX.
I love traveling.
Obviously, it's a great, great day.
These travel segments are super fun. Aren't they, though?
If you are in the mood to travel and see the world.
Come along, friends. Let's go to Austria.
So, the Austrian government is now asking its residents to stop doing something.
So, I'm assuming more than one person is doing it?
Sure.
That's why the government needs to step in?
Yep.
What are they doing?
It involves cows.
Oh, man. When you say it like that, this sounds real bad.
We'll get into that next. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. This time, it's that time in the show where we always like to turn our attention to Austria.
Sure. Well, we like traveling.
Sure.
It's time to travel, friends.
So the Austrian government is now warning against this bizarre new trend designed to raise money for charity.
Would you kiss a cow for charity?
Okay.
What exactly do you mean by kiss a cow?
Apparently there is a Swiss app called Castle that is encouraging people to do just that, without or with tongue.
Oh, wow, this is kind of random. First I'm thinking, aren't we just talking like a little smooch on the cheek?
There are some that are just smooching on the cheek, and they're filming it, and they're putting it on YouTube.
Okay.
Well, apparently the people of Austria has jumped on board with this practice fully.
Yep.
With many of them wandering onto farms.
Yep.
Finding cows in their pens.
Yep.
Okay.
Walking up to them and smooching them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now the government's like, hey, let's not do that because you could get trampled.
Oh, wow. Okay. That was probably something they didn't consider at in the moment. Now, here's the thing. Can I ask a question about the reporter? Is that someone reporting from the basement?
I think it's just a...
It sounds like a little...
I think it's just a vlogger.
A vlogger.
Who is taking this story.
That's your source?
That's
your source? You found a vlogger from his basement on YouTube somewhere?
Yes.
That's how you found the story?
Yes.
It's all right.
Yes.
I'm not... You know what? I'm not questioning how the sausage is made. I'm enjoying the sausage right now.
I'm just saying, if your tongue's in the mouth, it better be a bigger charitable donation.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is, wow.
Yeah. So people are like, hey, you know, this is kind of dangerous. But yeah, people are sitting there videoing them kissing cows, and cows then, I guess, licking their faces?
Is this an actual picture you've grabbed?
Yeah.
Or is it a screenshot?
Well,
because I'll say this.
It's a screenshot.
I'll say that the cow is committing more than the person to the kiss. I'll say that.
Maybe the cow doesn't get all that sort of action.
The cow is appreciating the attention.
Yeah, for sure.
Most of the time, they're all like, you come, you get the milk, you leave.
So, again.
Maybe this is like, you know what? I feel like this is more appropriate.
The Austrian government is saying, hey, we appreciate you trying to raise money for charity.
Yes, that's a good thing.
The cow kiss challenge may not be the way to do it.
Let's not do that.
Quit kissing cows.
Because maybe not all the cows are going to be as welcoming as this one pictured. The other ones are just going to like kick you and like, get out.
Yeah, they're like,
get out.
I'm not that kind of
not
bovine.
Not down with that. You're not my type.
I am not that kind of bovine.
I don't know if they'd be as gentle.
So there you go.
Not that good bovine.
Austria making the show.
Oh, Austria.
99.7 DJX. DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. And feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Powered by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. We can all rejoice. The Peach Truck is coming back to Louisville.
The Peach Truck! Yeah!
This is like a much bigger deal than I even expected. Like the Peach Truck from Georgia, because it makes stops. It comes up all the way from Georgia, but it's going to be here Saturday, June 22nd, hanging out at Brownsboro Hardware from 8 to 10. Then it's going to drive on over to Prospect to Brownsboro Hardware there. And then it's going to go to Jeff to the Rural King from 3 to 4:30. So June 22nd, mark it on your calendar. That's when the Peach Truck arrives.
If you have not had the Peach Truck experience, as I have not, what happens? Do they just give you peaches?
Yeah, you wait in line.
You buy the Georgia peaches.
That's all it is.
Because they're legit.
It's a Georgia peach truck.
And it doesn't get more legit than a Georgia peach.
And they're super good.
Okay.
And they're juicy, and they're ripe, and they're delicious, and you can just buy them right there at the peach truck.
Let's go ahead and put the peaches on notice at Kroger. Like, sorry. You are not going to matter on those days. Sorry.
Sorry.
We're going to get we'll play Coldplay for the poor peaches at the grocery stores because no one's going to care about you.
Yeah, June 22nd. Yep, sorry. It's all about the peach truck rolling up from Georgia.
That's not your day.
You came in sounding so excited that I didn't want to say anything and sound dumb that I didn't know what the peach truck was.
Well, I just, again, maybe you haven't had the peach truck experience, and there you go. I asked on your behalf.
There you go. Yeah, the peach truck, it comes up. I want to say it's come up to Louisville several years in a row.
Like, sorry, you've had to settle for subpar peaches. We're going to give you the Holy Grail.
We are going to give you
the Peach World straight from Georgia. Who does it best?
So there you go, Peachtree coming in on June 22nd, 8 to 10 at Brownsboro Hardware there in Louisville. Then Prospect Brownsboro Hardware 12 to 1:30, and then rolling into Jeffersonville, Indiana. From 3 to 4:30 at the Rural King.
Do we need to, like, show up wearing peach gear? Like, should we get all peached out? Should we, like, show up, like, with fan gear, some signs? Like, how do we best show up and celebrate this event?
I think they have merch.
Do they have merch?
I think they do.
All right, so buy some merch.
Yeah. Get some peach
peaches,
merch.
Have a party in your mouth.
Okay.
Party like a peach truck party because a peach truck party don't stop.
All right, it's DJX. When I was young. Seen the video for Old Town Road? You should take a look at it at WDJX.com. What you say, really? Like, it's a surprise? Yeah, no, it makes
I didn't watch it either.
It makes it better. There are cameos from everyone from Chris Rock to Diplo to, I mean, there's a bunch of different cameos in this.
I'll be honest, I don't think I'd recognize Diplo in a lineup.
Well, okay. I'll give you that. But they have cameos from a bunch of different people.
They put Kim and Kanye's daughter in there?
No.
Dressed as Jessie from Toy Story.
Well, they need to.
They need to because she did her own little video and it's fire.
I know. You love that one.
Yes.
But Billy Ray and Lil Nas X are kind of Western outlaws in a time traveling adventure.
Of course they are.
So it's like a little mini movie, really.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, anyways, you can see it. We've got it posted. WDJX.com. We'll tweet out the link too at Ben and Kelly Show. But
like
a
cowboy buddy time travel Western fun.
I mean, when you hear that song, is it, how could it be anything else?
Automatically think that, yes.
How could it be anything else, quite honestly?
Okay.
Anyways, yeah, WDJX.com.
502 traffic.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We want you to hang out with the band Noted on Thursday afternoon out at Aloft downtown.
Otherwise known as Samuel and Tobias.
Samuel and Tobias. Yeah, noted. They're going to be in Louisville, and you can hang with them, see a cool little show, a DJ experience, if you will. Just go to WDGX.com, click win, sign up, and you're almost assured a spot in, because we're just trying to get them all together.
Well, yeah, and so then you can say, well, I met them before they got super uber duper duper famous.
Duper duper famous.
Like, you know, they're famous now, but they're not super uber duper duper famous.
Super uber duper duper famous. Okay, got it.
So catch them on the rise up.
Catch them on the rise up.
There you go. Yes. Tobias, Samuel, you can be besties.
Noted. Thursday, aloft. WDGX.com, click win. Ariana Grande now, 99.7 DJX.
Close for comfort. I had to cut my off. She being stubborn. I make it known I'm with you, not undercover. And when I jump in, I'm burning rubber. Iced out body, didn't go to college. Price tag popping, then you on the block. Don't say sorry, everyone's watching. When you're where I am, everything's timeless.
And I don't wanna be so.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Can we end it on a little setting the bar story?
Sure.
Small little examples of what not to do.
All right.
All right. If you can manage to make it through the day without dog sitting for a person you've been hired for, and then getting naked and doing things in their house, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. That's extra.
But to be fair to Casey, the hired help.
It got hot, and as I said, I don't like wearing clothes.
Really?
Okay.
Really? That's your reason?
Yeah, so Rosie, she's the pet owner. She was going out of town for her sister's wedding, so she hired this company to have a dog walker come in, kind of sit for the animal and stuff like that.
Absolutely. You got to take care of the animals.
Yeah, for sure.
On the preview of the alert, it showed a man in our house, someone that I wasn't expecting, so I opened it up.
Yeah.
Oh, she did not hire that man. Right. She had Casey.
She's actually talking about a dog camera that she has set up that the dog sitter Casey knew about.
And that's when I saw that she was there with a man in our house, and they were going straight for our bedroom.
Okay.
Casey thinking, hey, she's out of town. I can just, you know, make myself comfortable in her home.
She believes that you were having sex in both of the bedrooms.
Okay.
Wow, hey. Hey now. The reporter's just getting right to it.
Right. And so what does Casey say?
It's okay that she believes that that's not what was going on.
Okay. So why exactly were you naked?
It got hot. And as I said, I don't like wearing clothes.
Okay. All right.
Fair.
Okay. But I bet you, and fair. I'm not for sure, but I bet there was air conditioning.
Possibly. possibly,
to see that video where she's just butt naked, you know, sitting on it and laying on it. That was really hard because.
Yeah. So, like,
so she's sitting on the couch, right?
Yeah. So the video continues to show, like, things in action happening on the couch.
Oh, gosh.
I don't lay down right there, you know? That used to be my favorite spot.
Yeah. Used to be the favorite spot. Yep. In the couch. That was warmed by Casey.
Oh, right in the middle, but I don't really touch it.
She can't sit on her favorite spot any longer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the reporter going, listen, she can't even sit on her favorite
spot. The tragedy of this whole thing is the favorite spot's ruined.
Because she has the image of you being naked on that same spot.
Oh. Yeah, what do you have to say about that, Casey?
Yeah, Casey.
Do you understand that?
I do, and I feel terrible about it. It was not something I did with intent or with malice.
Okay.
No, yeah. it was obviously with love.
Just with love.
It was with love.
Right, it was with love.
That you intended.
So, yeah.
In the special spot.
This kind of setting the bar story is one where you just, you know, hey, if you can manage, if your dog's sitting, not get naked on their couch.
Resist temptation.
Yeah, resist.
Well, okay. She needs to burn the couch. Go buy a new one.
Obviously.
There's some sales coming up, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Take advantage of it. Casey's got to buy her new one.
We start over.
All right. So there you go. That's setting the bar, guys. Have a good one. We will talk to you tomorrow. Okay, bye.